It's Tuesday's Roundup, brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by Badgerland Flooring. And today is quiz day. Hank is handing out the questions, and Phil bravely, boldly, and often incorrectly taking the quiz. Confidence sky high. Accuracy still under review. Hank's got the answers, Phil's got the guesses, and somehow
we've got a show.
Play along and see if you can beat Phil, which, statistically speaking,
you probably can.
Tuesday's Roundup, where the questions are tough
and Phil makes them tougher.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Everybody, we've got a substitute teacher today. Good morning, Mr. Goodconnect.
How you doing, Phil?
Good. Good morning to you. Good morning to
you. We know what that's to.
Good morning, dear teacher. Good morning to you. How you been, old buddy?
I've been good. Thanks for having me again.
Filling in for Hank today. So, do you get a little nervous now this time of year, you know, being that it was right around this time in 1975 when we first met?
I know. I try to forget that day.
Do you?
No, not really. It was a good day.
A good day back. Now, Hank has left us a couple of things that you're supposed to ask me. There we go. First question.
Question of the day. What's something you refuse to spend money on?
Refuse to spend money on? Boy, I don't know. That's a tough one. Raisins.
That would be a good... Knowing you, that would be a good answer.
And what else do we have today?
Okay. You might be from Arkansas if you know someone who owns a tractor but no farm.
Well, that'd be kind of me, I guess. Interesting. How's the sauerkraut making? Have you been working on
it? We made 64 gallons on Sunday.
64
gallons.
64
gallons.
Wow. Yep. That could go on a lot of bratwursts.
Well, I'll tell you what. It takes 2 weeks for it to cure, and then in 2 weeks we'll be canning, and we'll have some sauerkraut I can drop by your place.
Awesome. How do you know if it's spoiled or not, though?
Well, take a look at the top, and if it's kind of ugly looking, you don't eat it.
But you just pull that off.
Pull that off, and you're good. It's like silage back in the day when farmers used to have silos, and they have to go up and take off the top because it's spoiled. Kind of the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Well, you're in today for a quizzy poo. Is there a particular topic?
No. There's 11 questions, 10 regular ones, one bonus, multiple choice. And Phil, you're... quiz is right there. You can just kind of slide down.
Oh.
I'll give you question number one.
Oh, my goodness. So I just slide it out.
Slide it down to you. There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Boy, I think I'm... No, wait a minute. I want to smell it like I'm back in school.
Okay. Question number one.
Yeah.
Longtime Ithaca physical education teacher and baseball coach Elroy Pampu graduated from what high school? And your choices are Cochran Fountain City, Independence, Augusta, or Whitehall?
Okay.
I can give you a hint. The colors of this school are the same colors as Ithaca.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, did I help?
Maybe.
Okay, number two. Former Riverdale educator, coach, and official Ken Theed graduated in what year? Was it 1974, 1975, 1976, or 1977?
We're sure he graduated.
The records tell us that he did.
That he did. Okay, got it. All right.
Number three, what year was the first WIAA individual state wrestling tournament held? Was it 1938, 1940, 1942, or 1944?
Boy. I always get it down to like two that I think are the best, and then I just have to flip a coin.
All right. Number four, Richland Center was platted in 1851 by Ira S. Hazeltine and covered how many square blocks? Was it 10, 12, 14, or 16 on the original plat?
All right.
Number five, Richland Center's High School's first building was built dedicated in what year? Was it 1885, 1887, 1889, or 1890?
All right. Boy, this is a tough one, Goodconnect.
I probably should have only had three choices instead of four. Number six, Richland Center High School educator Edgar Doudna organized the nation's first high school band at Richland Center in what year? Was it 1906, 1907, 1908, or 1909?
I'm trying to think if it says it on their flag line when they bring the flag through the parade. Okay. All right. I'm going to take a stab here. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Are we on number seven?
Yep.
Number seven. How many teeth does an adult human normally have? Is it 28, 30, 32, or 34?
Okay.
Our second anatomy question. Number eight. An adult human body has how many bones? 204, 206, 208, or 210? Number nine. Now, this is the one I like.
I think I was gone that day in health class.
You might have been. Number nine. What Beatles song was downloaded the most in the U.S. the first day iTunes began selling their music in 2010? Was it Here Comes the Sun, Let It Be, Hey Jude, or Yesterday? I did not know this one either.
All right.
Okay. Number 10. What famed country singer never wore a cowboy hat on stage? Was it Willie Nelson, George Jones, Johnny Cash, or Merle Haggard? Okay.
All right.
Now, those are the 10. The bonus question.
These are tough, Kukanek.
Okay. Ready for the bonus question?
I'm worried I'm not going to be able to go out for recess today here.
Okay. We'll see. You can slide down one more. There's a bonus question.
Bonus question.
What is former Ithaca teacher coach and current basketball teacher coach Eric Kinney's middle name? I knew you'd know that.
All right.
Okay.
Well, with the bonus, I might have got, you know, but I think I'm going to struggle on this one.
Okay. Know? Number one, when did what school did Mr. Pampu graduate from?
Independence.
Number two.
Not getting skunked.
Well, number two, what year did Mr. Thee graduate from Riverdale?
1976.
That is correct.
Woo-hoo!
Number three, what year was the first WIAA individual state wrestling tournament held?
1942.
No! Okay. Number four, Richland Center was platted in 1851 by Ira Hazelton and covered how many blocks, square blocks?
14.
16.
No!
Number five, what was Richland Center High School's first building? What year was it built and dedicated?
1885.
No! Number six, the first year of the nation's first high school band was founded in what year by Edgar Doudna?
1906.
1909.
Man.
Number seven.
Four in a row.
Number seven. How many teeth does an adult human normally have?
32.
32. That is correct.
Woo-hoo!
Number eight. How many bones in an adult human body?
208.
206. Now, this is the one I was kind of anxious to see what you could get. What Beatles song was downloaded the most in the U.S. the first day iTunes began selling their music in 2010?
Here Comes the Sun.
Here Comes the Sun. Woo-hoo! That's correct. Number 10, what famed country singer never wore a hat on stage?
Johnny Cash.
George Jones.
George Jones. I'm trying to, I was just trying to picture Johnny, and I just couldn't, he may have way back when, but George Jones, that's a good question.
Okay, now I know you know this one because every St. Patrick's Day, you like to play a song that has this guy's name in it. What is former Ithaca teacher coach and current basketball teacher coach Eric Kinney's middle name?
Clancy.
Clancy. And Clancy ordered Lower the Boom.
Lower the Boom.
Eric, if you're out there listening, we love you, buddy.
He might be mad at you, though.
It wouldn't be the first time.
He might throw a pop can at you or something.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Well, let me see what I got here. One, two, three, four. I have five with a bonus question, right, it looks like.
Yep.
So, can I go out for recess today, or?
Yeah, I think so.
Can I?
You've been a good boy.
It's early in the school
year. But then you can take the erasers out and pat them off at the end of the day, too.
Oh, thank you. I will. All right. Well, and it's titled the Stump Fill Me Quiz.
So. That's the title of my folder I carry around, the Stump Fill Me Quizzes.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, those are really good questions. Some of them are tough, where it's just a matter of years.
I probably should have done three instead of four.
Right.
That would have made it a little bit easier.
Like the state wrestling tournament, I had either 40 or 42, yep. And I went with 42. But Oh, well, better luck next time. Thanks a lot, man.
You bet. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I always have fun.
Wonderful.
I appreciate you coming in and filling in today.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, anything else I should know about today?
Nope, but we're just waiting for that sauerkraut to cure and put it in jars and put it up on the shelves.
Absolutely. So June eats sauerkraut every morning for breakfast.
It's good stuff?
Yeah, it's supposed to be good for your gut.
I've heard it's supposed to be really good for gut health.
Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe I need to start having it other than a plate on a brat. That's about the only place I eat it, you know.
Yeah.
So, oh, well.
Sounds good.
Have a good one.
Yep, bye-bye.
Mr. Gary Goodkinick, substitute teacher today.